This is the February edition of Click Magazine, Science and Exploration for Young Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Ron Pariser. The cover of the magazine features a young child in a blue snowsuit shoveling snow. Click is also on the cover with his shovel. The title, Simple Machines Making Work Easy. Click and the Kids, page 2. Story and art by Meg McLean, featuring Amy, Martin, Click, Liz, the sitter, and Simple Machines. Hi, Martin. What are you doing? I'm trying to figure out how to move some of these pumpkins up to the house so we can help Liz make pumpkin pies. I have an idea. Oh, good. What is it? Ask Liz to move them. No. I think we can do it ourselves. Martin, these are huge pumpkins. Look, I can hardly budge this one. I know they're big, but they're also round. Maybe we can roll them. All the way up the hill to the house? Oh, maybe not. I know, Marvin, it's obvious. We'll just load the pumpkins into the wagon and pull them up. Can you believe you never thought of that? Okay, you go ahead and load the first one. Amy tries to move the first large pumpkin. Grunt! 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 I like apple pie better anyway. I know, Amy. Let's try moving the wagon down here below the wall. Then we can just roll the pumpkins off the edge and into the wagon. Good idea, Martin. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Oh, no. Now it's stuck on the edge of the wall. Help me, Martin. Maybe we can use this stick to tip the pumpkin over the edge. Hooray! Now we'll just pull the wagon up the hill. Phew! We made it to the house. Now how do we get the pumpkin onto the porch? First, let's take off the back of the wagon. I knew this board left over from our treehouse would come in handy someday. Makes a perfect ramp. There! The pumpkin is in the house, and the little hand on my watch has only moved from 2 to 3. That wasn't so hard, was it, Martin? No, and we only have 3 more pumpkins to go. Page 7. Meet the Machines. Art by Thor Wickstrom. Hi, I'm Maxine. I'm here to tell you about simple machines. A machine is any tool that makes work easier. Now, when I say work, I don't mean jobs or chores. I'm talking about what scientists call work, making something move. No matter how hard I push this box of cookies, I haven't done work unless it actually moves. I've done a lot of work. I moved 10 cookies from the box into my mouth, says the dog. There are 6 kinds of simple machines, but each can be used in lots of different ways. What makes them simple? Easy. They have just a few or no moving parts. Come on, I'll show you. Ramp. A ramp doesn't move, but it helps you move things. Roxy is too heavy for me to lift straight up from the floor, but I can push her up a ramp onto the table. I have to push her a longer distance, but the work is easier to do. The longer the ramp, the less effort you need to use. A ramp doesn't have to be straight. It can turn around and around like the path up a mountain. This is hard work. The path is longer, but it's easier to climb. Screw. A screw is a pole with a kind of ramp winding around it, but it doesn't stay still like a ramp. When I turn this screw, it twists its way into the log. Turning the screw is easier than pushing it straight into the log, just like going around the mountain. It's easier than climbing straight up. Screws are good for holding things together. It's hard to pull them straight out. Oomph, says Roxy. Click says try turning it. Wedge. You probably use a wedge whenever you cut something or make a hole. It can be round and pointy like the tip of a thumbtack, or long and thin like the blade of a knife. As I push the sharp edge of the blade down, the blade pushes the meat apart. It's easier than pulling the meat apart with my hands. Teeth are my favorite kind of wedge. Lever. A lever is any bar or board that tilts or pivots around a point called the fulcrum. A seesaw is a kind of lever. I can't lift Roxy off the ground with my arms, but I can with a seesaw. Other kinds of levers help you move things faster and farther. When I push down here, the other end of the seesaw goes up. If the seesaw's fulcrum is farther away from me, I don't have to push as hard. But I don't move up as high. If the seesaw's fulcrum is closer to me, I have to push harder. But I get lifted higher, said Roxy. Wheel and axle. It's hard to push or pull Roxy. Her body rubs against the floor and grips it. But if I put her on wheels, it's easy. The wheels touch the floor in just a few places. They roll smoothly instead of rubbing, so I don't have to push as hard. A wheel is often attached to a pole, called an axle. The wheel and axle turn together in a simple machine. A big wheel is easier to turn than a skinny axle. The shaft of this screwdriver is an axle. It's hard to turn. The fat handle is the wheel. It's easier to turn. Pulley. Pulling something up can be hard. A pulley is a wheel with a groove that a rope or chain can spin around. The wheel lets you change the direction the rope moves. Or it can be easy. The pulley at the top of the flagpole stays in place while the rope and flag move. Another kind of pulley moves with the thing you're moving. The two types are often used together. You need a longer piece of rope, and you have to pull it farther, but you don't have to pull as hard. Wheel, bye. On pages 13 through 15, loads of levers. Try these activities to see what the differences are with your parent, teacher, or guardian. What am I? Art by Joanne Adinolfi. You're so clever, you know I'm a lever, 'cause I have a handle, you swing. My name can mean noise, but all you'll hear, girls and boys, is a soft thud when a ball hits my strings. What am I? I've a wedge at one end to cut into the ground, but to lift heavy dirt and throw it around. A lever works better, and I have that too. It's just one of the jobs my long handle can do. What am I? Cup drops, top pops, sigh. Drop me, you'll see my strong screw keeps you dry. What am I? Page 18. Yo Wants to Know by Leia and Alan Daniel. I win again, shouts Jennifer. It's not fair, complains Yo. You have the racing car. Look out, yells Jennifer. Look at it go, exclaims Yo. That gives me an idea. I'm making a ramp, says Yo. Me too, says Jennifer. Going downhill is always faster. Ready? Asks Yo. 1, 2, 3, go, as Yo lifts her ramp up high. Kitchen Helpers, Art by Meg McLean. Everywhere you look, in drawers, in cabinets, or hanging from the ceiling, you'll find simple machines. Can you find staircase, broom, light bulb, blinds cord, jar top, sink, knife, toaster handle, rolling pin, push pin, paper towel holder? Did you find these kitchen helpers? The paper towel roll spins around the bar that goes through its middle. It's a wheel. The blade of a knife is a wedge. You push the wedge through food to slice or chop. An oven door is a lever that pivots on a hinge. a pulley and cord raise and lower window blinds. The bottom of a light bulb is a screw. The bottom of a sink might look flat, but it's really a ramp. If the sink bottom didn't slope down to the drain, the water wouldn't flow out. Because it slopes upward, a staircase is a kind of ramp. The handle of a toaster is a lever that turns the toaster on. A broom is a lever. When you sweep, one hand pushes and the other hand becomes the fulcrum that the long broom handle pivots against. A jar lid is a screw. It screws tight onto the grooves in the jar neck to keep what's inside fresh. A rolling pin is a tube-shaped wheel that turns around the handles, the axle. The point of a push pin is a wedge. It's easy to push the sharp point into a corkboard. Click says, can you find more simple machines in the kitchen? Operation Rescue Possum by Sharnan Simon. Art by John Nez. One day, when Jakey went outside to play, he found a possum in the window well. Hello, possum, Jakey said. You look stuck. How did you get down there anyhow? The possum hissed at Jakey. Whoa, possum, said Jakey. He backed away. This possum didn't look cozy and friendly like the possums in picture books. Jakey's big brothers came around the corner of the house. What you got there, Jakey, they said. A stuck possum, Jakey said. We've got to get that possum out, Artie and Danny said. Time for Operation Rescue Possum. They hurried to their workshop in the barn. When Jakey followed, Artie and Danny were already hard at work drawing up plans. We don't want to touch the possum, Artie said. It might bite. Besides, it looks too big to just lift. Artie showed Jakey their plan. First, we'll build a framework over the window well. Then we'll build a pulley system on the framework. Danny took over. We'll need levers and pulleys and a really long rope. He made some more sketches. If we stand almost all the way to the vegetable garden, we should have enough leverage to pull that big fur ball up. There's an illustration showing Artie and Danny's plans. Jakey looked at the plan. How will you get the possum to stay on that platform? He asked. Artie and Danny looked at each other. We'll have to make a harness, Artie decided. We'll clip the harness to a hook screwed into the platform so it won't come loose, Danny said. Then we'll lower something possums like to eat on a pole and use it as bait to get that possum to walk right into the harness. Right, said Artie. He pulled half of an old bologna sandwich from his pants pocket. This ought to work as bait. He looked at Danny's plan. We might need some counterweights, he said. Yes, said Danny. Counterweights are good. Jakey looked at Artie's bologna sandwich. It was greenish around the edges and looked disgusting. Any possum who ate that sandwich would get sick. Jakey poked around the barn until he found a nice, long board. Artie and Danny were so busy with their plans, they didn't even notice. Jakey dragged the board around the side of the house. He slid the board into the window well. He wiggled it around until it was slanted against the corner next to the possum. The possum didn't seem to like sharing the window well with a board. It growled at Jakey. Oh, pipe down, Jakey said. Jakey climbed up into his treehouse and waited. The possum sniffed the board, then poked it with one foot. Then it waddled up the board and out of the window well and into the woods behind the barn. Jakey watched the possum disappear into the trees. Then he lay on his back and smiled up at the clouds. Operation Rescue Krabby Possum was a success. Page 33. Luca's Levers. Art by Mary Rojas. Luca is hungry. lots of the tools in his kitchen are levers or pairs of levers. Which did he use? Flip a pancake, open a bag of snacks, open a walnut, take a hot dog out on a pot. Luca used scissors to open the bag of snacks, a spatula to flip the pancake, tongs to take the hot dog out of the pot, a nutcracker to open walnuts. At the end of the magazine is an exercise you can do with your parent, teacher, or guardian called Crash and Spin. That completes the February edition of Click Magazine. I'm Ron Pariser, your Chris Radio volunteer.